USA News Update. Members of the white supremacist group the Proud Boys are being fined over $1 million for vandalism. In 2020, several members burned a Black Lives Matter sign and tore down a banner at a predominantly black church in Washington. A man with an active warrant related to the January 6th riot is due in court Wednesday after being arrested near former President Obama's Washington, D.C. home. Secret Service officials detained the 37-year-old suspect Thursday within blocks of the home. Federal prosecutors say a search of Taylor Toronto's van parked nearby turned up two guns, 400 rounds of ammunition, and explosives. Another bus full of migrants has been transported from Texas to California. On Saturday, 41 migrants arrived in Los Angeles. It's the second busload from Texas in the past 2 weeks. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.